You have traveled to some very ancient places, and you've studied with shamans. What have you learned from them?
Well, a variety of things. You know, one of the things that I think was really critical, and it is for all of us, particularly in Western world, to take from the shamanic traditions is a connection to Gaia or to Mother Earth or whatever label we want to put upon that, to nature. I fully believe that that's that goddess energy that has been suppressed by a patriarchal society and has caused a lot of the issues that we're dealing with in our ecology today. You know, the shamanic traditions, I do not advocate digressing by any means. We're not supposed to go back to Eden, which is kind of a philosophical Pollyanna approach in my experience. What we're supposed to do, though, is take everything that we have at our afforded to us, rather, and again, the word integration. You know, it's really helped me to integrate that love and connection to nature that most shamanic cultures have and we've lost in the West.
Do they all take some kind of mind-altering, like ayahuasca or something like that?
Most of them do. I've worked, you know, I've studied with a shaman for years and years before I ever took any kind of shamanic substance, which I have done. But I did it very judiciously. To say that I had an aversion to any kind of psychoactive would be an understatement. You know, I told you I grew up in the house of a Protestant minister,
right.
and I didn't even have a drink of alcohol until I was 27 years old. And so very, very straight-laced upbringing. And I had this real aversion, and yet I studied with a shaman for about 3 years in Peru, and began to realize that I was maybe a bit rigid, because through my study, I realized that all great traditions, including mystical Christianity, by the way, have used some type of psychoactive to assist us in moving into an altered state experience. And that's a very profound type of thing to do to evolve your consciousness. It really is.
Most of the scientists that I know, most of the scientists that I've talked to all my life, and you get into discussions about spirituality, they do not believe in God. They are, in some cases, agnostic, at worst cases, maybe atheists. I shouldn't say worse in terms of them as individuals. I'm
right.
Talking about it in terms of spirituality. And they're just non-believers, where you have to prove it to them because they're scientists. Are they changing?
I believe they are. As we were discussing earlier, George, some scientists are now calling the zero-point field of creation the mind of God, and they're beginning to recognize through their scientific research spirituality, which I differentiate, and I think you said you do as well, from religion.
Absolutely. And I don't think, you know, just because you don't believe in God, I don't think that makes you a bad person. I think you may lack a foundation, which you might need in your life eventually, but I don't think you're evil. I don't think you're bad.
No. No, I think that, you know, whatever label we place upon it is really a very personal thing. You know, if you want to come from a scientific perspective and say everything comes from the zero point field, you know, God bless you, no pun intended. If you want to come from a spiritual perspective and call it God, then God bless you as well. I'm very much more about inclusion versus exclusion, and I really encourage, you know, everyone to be that way, because that's where we start to find our similarities and our connections versus our differences.
Are you tapping into something that's out there in the universe that has allowed you to do what you do?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I could tell the listener in very simple terms tonight a couple of things to help them begin to do that. The first thing, and this seems so simple, but I guarantee you, test me, it works. Gratitude is the mother of all skill, and that seems a little, again, I'll pre-frame it again, it seems a little airy-fairy, but when you get, if you understand everything is energy and vibration,
mm-hmm.
The first two words out of my mouth every morning, regardless of where I am, and I'm on the road over 200 days a year, any city, I say thank you, and I really sincerely start going through all the things that I'm blessed with in my life, and I feel the feelings of that gratitude in my body. And it's amazing how that puts you in a vibration to align with the universe and to attract more of what you're putting your attention to.
Are you ever in a bad mood?
Oh, yeah.
You're human, right?
Of course. You know, people ask me, do you ever have a bad day? Well, yeah, of course. Now I have challenges. It doesn't mean that I'm in the dumps. You know, challenges are a part of life. And, as we all know, particularly in retrospect, that we learn some of our greatest life lessons from our most challenging times.